Hi, Caroline Stephen, financial journalist. Heard of the word entrepreneurship? Well, we're living in one. An era where individuals are coming together to use business for the good. An era where self-awareness is prevalent in the business and thought leaders of the world. Think Elon Musk, Richard Branson, Mark Zuckerberg. In today's episode, we continue with part two of Michelle Duval's interview, and we discuss the entrepreneurship. We talk about finding your uniqueness, embracing your purpose, and commercial sustainability. But first, here is a message from Louise Bedford in Mindpower to all the mentorees.
I've got a gold star and a demerit today. The gold star goes to the members of our mentor program who keep on asking questions when they're unsure about how to progress. You see, asking questions is a sign of strength. I know some people are concerned that they might seem dumb or silly if they ask a question, but having that courage to continue questioning, that is the basis of skill development. Chris Tayden, I love it when you ask questions. It shows that you're keen and enthusiastic and that you're wanting to hone your skills. You see, without that constant honing of skills, you won't progress as a trader. And it is far better to ask questions of people who actually care for you compared to popping your money into the markets and just hoping for the best. The markets are a very hard taskmaster. So you can either learn your lessons through asking questions or through the markets. And I know which one is the less expensive lesson. Now, my demerit goes to a couple of emails that I received, which were very harsh. Now, I know people love hearing about my strange emails that I received because honestly, some of them are very, very strange. We ran a webinar recently and there was a little technical hitch. It didn't last very long. However, I had an email from a lady who said to me that I was going to lose every level of integrity, my entire reputation, because of these few minutes where we had our systems tester talking to the people, saying that we were experiencing a technical problem, soothing them while we fixed the issue. I had this lady say that I was going to completely lose my reputation because of this downtime in the webinar. So really, do you think that a couple of minutes of downtime means that I will no longer be recognised as having traded since 1990, being a co-founder of the number one trading mentor program in the world, of being a best-selling author since the year 1997? Do you think that just a couple of minutes of downtime will actually eradicate those particular aspects of my reputation? Goodness gracious, people are very unforgiving, aren't they? I had another email that said, well, you said that you sent out an email a couple of days ago. It was longer than a couple of days, and it proceeded to berate me on every level, including my dress sense, including my gender, including what right did I have to educate others when I can't count the number of days. Look, the Dalai Lama said, my religion is very simple. My religion is kindness. You know that one kind word can change someone's entire day. And everyone you meet is fighting a battle that you know nothing about. I urge you to be kind. Be kind with your words. Be kind with your actions. They betray who you are. Your words also betray who you really are in your heart. Now, I wrote back to both of those people writing those emails and I said, look, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but it sounds to me like you have something on your mind. Maybe there's something that's gone wrong. Maybe there's something that you need to discuss. And if you need to talk about it, I'm here for you. Now, strangely, one of them thanked me and the other one continued to berate me. Goodness gracious, at least I tried. I tried to be kind in the face of ridicule and criticism. After a certain point, though, you have to stop tolerating abuse. If you're constantly getting somebody telling you that you are not worthwhile, it is up to you to call a stop to it. It is up to you to block that person in some way. And yes, I know sometimes that can be hard. They can come from your own family and they're giving you that level of vitriol. But you have to find a way to block it from your life. If you let that into your heart, it will deplete your energy and you won't be able to spread your word out to those who really need it. So today I urge you to be kind. Follow your heart and be kind to those who are in need of your care and in need of your concern. You'll be a better person because of it, and it will give you energy to keep doing your life's work, not just your busy work.
Have you heard about Chris Tate and Louise Bedford's Repeat for Free mentor program? They'll teach you how to trade every instrument over every time frame with your own trading plan. You'll carry the knowledge with you forever. If you want in for this year, you need to register at tradinggame.com.au/priority. Louise is giving everyone who registers a heap of free trading resources. So register now at tradinggame.com.au/priority.
Hi, I'm Paul McGee. I'm the author of the book Sumo, Shut Up, Move On, and I listen to Talking Trading.
Michelle Duval helped find the field of professional coaching in Australia in 1997, and she became a leading voice forging transformational coaching worldwide. She is now the founder of Fingerprint for Success, a company which examines the attitudes and motivations that distinguish entrepreneurs from the rest of the population. We pick up her interview by asking her about a quote from Anita Roddick. If you think you're too small to have an impact, try going to bed with a mosquito. Anita Roddick, founder of Body Shop.
Isn't that a great quote?
Yeah.
And a lot of us think that unless you're a monolithic, you know, massive organization, that you're not going to have impact. And what we're learning today in today's world is, and now the barriers have gone, that small, tiny individuals, even just influencers on a social media website or a social platform, can have massive influence in the world. So you don't have to be massive to have breakthrough and have influence or even to be successful. What you need to know is that you're really good at the one thing that you're really good at. And very often founders don't know what their one good thing is. Mosquitoes really know what they're good at.
Michelle, what are you really good at?
What am I really good at? I'm really good at identifying individuals to identify their life's purpose, their unique talents, and then helping them to find the comfortableness in their uniqueness to go full pelt to actually live that purpose and to live that and to make it commercial. So I think the heart of my skill is around listening and facilitating. So I didn't become a coach because it was a new thing. I helped to contribute to create a new form of learning, which was coaching. And I feel really grateful, and it's been an extraordinary opportunity to contribute to actually inventing a new field and a new form of learning. And that's in part what I'm intending to do, and in part I've already done with Fingerprint for Success, is to create. We're creating an artificial intelligent platform for people to be coached and evolve themselves as humans and evolve their business. So that's what I'm most passionate about.
Let's just walk through Fingerprint for Success. People put their thumbnail on. How does it work?
Yeah, well, so we think of people's attitudes as a leader as the reflection of their uniqueness. So that's how our brand came about, is that we get to take your fingerprint and we do it metaphorically. So people come in. So F4S is a platform that assists individuals and teams to increase their success for entrepreneurship. So we work with founders, founding teams. We also work with large enterprise companies who want to identify their high potential innovators and internal entrepreneurs. And inside the platform, we've got a suite of five tools that people can use. So the first one is an entrepreneurial assessment. Then we have an entrepreneurial benchmarking tool that allows people to actually benchmark themselves against those actual samples. And then we have a ranking tool which allows investors and accelerators to be able to rank individuals and teams. We also have a co-founder and team comparison tool. And we also have a personal coaching and advice tool that allows people to get really deep insights about themselves and their team.
What drives you?
What drives me is living my own life's purpose and making a big contribution to the world. When I left school, I was going to study clinical psychology and I deferred. I actually studied hotel management, which is all about service. And at heart, I'm all about service as well. I feel that when we know what our unique talent is, as we're talking about that mosquito, we can really, really impact significant things. And my whole purpose is to help other people to understand their uniqueness and allow them to make their mark in the world. And when people have greater self-awareness about themselves, we make different decisions. We invest in and choose to engage in different businesses. So from my view, I've spent my life's work working with what I call creative artists, the people who construct our reality. They create our products. They create our entertainment in the world. They create our social institutions, which is workplaces in today's world. And so I've dedicated my life to working with the people who actually invent our future. And when people, and this is what I think entrepreneurs do, is they invent our future. And when those people have greater self-awareness about their communication, about their uniqueness, about how to build things and to create in the world, we do better things and we do better things together. And I think our world needs all of us to be more conscious and to be doing better things together. And one of the people in the world that I admire many people, but one of them is Elon Musk. He's prepared to bet everything, all of his personal wealth and assets, on contributing to sustainability for our world. And that comes out of a sense of self-awareness of your life's purpose. And it comes out of a passion and realizing what unique skills you have and being able to do, you know, contribute that. So that's what gets me out of bed every single day. And I've had the honour and privilege of working with all those sorts of people and doing that, I guess, myself.
Who's the most impressive person you've met, the most inspiring?
Most inspiring. Probably the most famous individual is Richard Branson that I've met. He, in terms of what he's contributed in terms of inspiring the generation that we're in, he's definitely a forerunner who has inspired individuals to realise that they can actually create businesses. And it really is, you know, I think that we're in what we call an entrepreneurissance, and that's what Creel Price coined the term, which says that we're in this era where individuals are coming together to use business for good, to change the world. And I think Richard Branson was an individual who's actually inspired that in many people. I don't always agree with a lot of the things that he's done, but in many other ways. I met him when I was just 19 years old.
I want to probe you a little bit longer while I've got you, if that's okay. Entrepreneurs and life coaches often talk about the need for core values in business. What are your core values?
What are mine? I believe in doing what you say you'll do. So if you're doing that as a business, you know, to your users and your customers and to your team, or just as an individual in your life, I deeply believe in doing what you say you'll do, following through. And that comes down to the heart of creating trust with people. Other core values is embracing uniqueness. So finding individuals that are unique and bringing them together. So that's obviously the heart, I guess, of what we even created with our product, Fingerprint for Success, is the purpose of that. But generally, I really believe in embracing uniqueness. If we spend a lot of time judging and trying to control and change people, we're expending an enormous amount of energy that could have been used to create other things in the world. And unless someone wants to change, we know, and this is my life's work, people don't change unless they want to. So embracing the unique talents that someone has just creates so much synergy and creates enjoyment and fulfillment for the individuals. I believe in purpose. So when you bring people together who are aligned in purpose, magic happens. Magic happens. Amazing magic happens. I also, from a values perspective, believe that we need to be conscious that what we do impacts other generations. So you could call that sustainability, but it's more about realizing that we're not the center of the universe, that we contribute to the universe, but we're not the center of the universe. And I think when individuals understand that about themselves, we behave differently and we create community rather than individuals or just, you know, operating from our ego. I also believe in growth and self-awareness. So I believe that things need to be commercially successful and that otherwise they won't be sustainable. I believe in sustainability. So I believe in growth and self-growth. So I'm constantly in myself committed to figuring out my blind spots, utilizing the tools and resources I have and constantly seeking feedback. So I know that when anyone increases their self-awareness, they can rapidly, rapidly grow and contribute.
And Michelle, do you still coach?
I do. I only at this stage. So I made the transition into Fingerprint for Success in 2015 and it was a really painful experience for me, I have to tell you. After 20 years of working with some clients for 18 or longer years and having such deep relationships with extraordinary people that I have had the opportunity to work with and contribute to, it was a big deal to reduce that down to just four people that I now work with. I work with four people on an annual basis, and they're amazing individuals that I've chosen to work with as well, so it's very fulfilling and very rewarding. And I did that so that through Fingerprint for Success we could make the technologies that I work with still many people, but relative to the millions of people that we could impact, so that I could serve entrepreneurs all over the world.
Where can people go to find out more about Fingerprint for Success?
They can just go to F4S.com. And on there you can go in and we've got a special opportunity at the moment for our current users. It's only US$99 for lifetime membership and you get access to all of those tools that I mentioned. So it's really, really revealing for you and your co-founders and how you communicate with each other. So I encourage you to learn more about yourself.
Michelle Duval, what a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you for coming on to Talking Trading.
Thank you for the opportunity. It's been a delight to talk with you.
Stay tuned next week to hear some of the members of the Mentor Program and their experience in the markets. I'm Caroline Stephen. See you next show.
You've been listening to TalkingTrading.com.au with Caroline Stephen. Make sure you are subscribed to this website to receive the very latest market views, commentary, and expert opinion. Tune in next week as we've got a bumper show planned. Bye for now.
The views represented on Talking Trading are general in nature and do not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Before acting on any of the information, consider its appropriateness in regard to your own situation.